We have Ricky Harawira on the phone. Morena, Ricky.
Morena, Erin, and kia ora koutou. How's everyone in Kaitaia doing today?
Oh, we're all good. Oh, that sun's trying to come out. There's actually a beautiful rainbow over Kaitaia at the moment.
Who needs the sun up here, eh? Because it's just so damn beautiful.
It is so damn beautiful. Now, Ricky, you've been quite busy lately. Can you tell us all here in the far north what you've been up to?
Well, I've just released a new single, Wairua, which was inspired by my journey to Te Rerenga Wairua. So it's all your fault, far north. It's all your fault, listeners. No, so I come up here quite a bit with my partner up here to Ahipara, and we know Johnny from Surf Bros and the crew there, and we love our surfing, getting away from Auckland. But also the mahi's all about the music, mm-hmm. The music, and also taking a stand on anti-domestic violence and child abuse, which is something that Flossie and I both, my partner and I both, feel very strongly against, and advocates against violence, and also, you know, putting a message up there to our young tāne and our men, to seek help if you're feeling, you know, angry.
So you know, you're saying, you know, they kind of start feeling these feelings of wanting to harm.
They should
seek help, and there is help out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to feel angry. There's nothing, no one's saying, you know, don't be angry, because, you know, that is a natural emotion. But it's managing your emotions, and there is help out there that helps you to, teaches you how to manage your emotions better, so that you don't do things that end up being things that are going to impact people's lives.
Because you led the march for Moko down in Kaikoi. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Karen Edwards, she put that together. And I was invited up by my partner and Karen to get involved, and I got offered the megaphone, and some would say I've got a bit of a big mouth, and probably I didn't need it. I didn't even need it, the mouthpiece, but jumped in there, and I'm just really I'm just quite surprised at how shocking the stats are from the early 90s to now. How many I can't actually say over the radio how many kids have been killed, you know. It's just shocking. We do have a list of names over 70 or 80 that have been released that we are allowed to talk about, and Moko is one of those, one of those children. So it's just so shocking, and it's just really nice to be involved in educating people about this kind of violence that's out there.
Have you seen men go through the transformation and, you know, fully change their life and come out as a success story at the end?
Yeah, well, look, I'll have to admit I've had a bit of a rough past myself. I've had some issues go on for myself, and I've attended anger management courses myself. I did a 20-week course, and I met a lot of good men, or a lot of bad men turn good. You know, a lot of help can be, you can find a lot of salvation through those places. Anger management, you only need to look, if you've got the internet, or if you don't have the internet, go to the public library. There's one in Tiahu building. Go to the public library, jump online, you know, onto Google, and go anger management courses, and then boom. And then it'll bring up your local anger management courses. And, you know, if you're shy about going to these places, it's really interesting because other men go there too, or other wahine, or there's wahine groups as well, and they're just normal people, just like you and I, or who have normal emotions. And you're just so surprised at the people's stories and how much they relate and correlate to your own story. So, yeah, you're not alone out there if you're feeling angry, you're feeling violent.
Yeah, where can people go also? Do you have an online help group or a phone line?
Look, well, I should do. I was talking to Flossie about this today, and I was just having a little look earlier, but one person you can get in touch with is Phil Pikea from the It's Not Okay campaign. Now, assuming everyone is on Facebook, Phil Pikea, contact him for the It's Not Okay campaign, or Vic Tamati from It's Not Okay. Now, these guys are the leaders for anti-violence, domestic violence in New Zealand. So ring those guys up, you know, and they will tell you. They will tell you what to do, where to go. I swear to God, ring those people, and get onto that. The other thing is drugs. If you're on the meth, go to Alcoholics Anonymous or a Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Yeah.
Now, when you go into these places, there are other addicts and other alcoholics, and they share stories, and it's through those stories that you go, that guy's the same as me.
Yeah.
And it helps to change. Yeah. You know, the change.
You don't feel alone.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly that. You hit it on the head, Erin. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, do you have any more words on this co-pop-up before we move into the album release?
Look, just really, pretty much, you know, no more child abuse, no more family violence. It's just not cool, eh?
Yeah.
It's just not cool, man. Just stop it, eh? We've got to stop it. As Tane and Aotearoa, just have a good look around, look at the bigger picture, man.
Yeah.
It's about our country. It's about our children. It's about our mana, you know?
Yeah.
And the other day, I was in Horeki Tavern the other day, and I met this the proprietor there, and we were going through this historical book of early Māori period in New Zealand, and it showed pictures of Tane with their wahine, and they were equal.
Yeah.
They were equal. They weren't getting abused. They weren't getting hit.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids were also treated very well. So let's stand up, Aotearoa, and let's get it done, eh?
Kia ora.
That's all I have to say.
Hey, awesome stuff, Ricky. Mm. So some more exciting news for you. You've got an album release coming up soon.
Yeah, I've put an album together. It's called Sound of the Long White Cloud. And it is, because my style of music is, it's world fusion or world music.
Mm.
And thereby it means, my music is kaupapa Māori driven. Mm. But it also blends reggae, pop, and funk, and folk music. So the album's an assortment of pop, reggae, funk, and kaupapa Māori songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a nice blend, you know, it's very Kiwi
in
its flavour. It's 11 tracks, I think.
Ooh.
And yes, it's 11 tracks. And that album's going to be out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we had a question come in from one of our listeners, and they wanted to know if that is you doing the throaty bit at the beginning.
How's that?
That is you. That is you.
Yeah.
And how did you come about incorporating that with your music?
Okay. Well, I've always been a searcher, and I shouldn't say I'm spiritual, because that's the Kumara calling himself sweet. But I mean, I do pursue spiritual quests, and I've been interested in the Buddhist philosophy.
Yes, my mum's a Buddhist.
And, oh, Francis, so is mine. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she does her chanting every night.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
It is very, very beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, I stayed at a temple for a couple of nights, and I've been reading a lot about Buddhism and their principles, and just very attracted to that kind of sound. Also the Mongolian singing, that's full of the Mongolian, but also the pursuits of traditional Māori waiata and karakia and Ngā Taonga Pūoro is a thing... are all my cornerstones that I really, really like enjoy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And so have you got any last little nuggets you want to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah. Just really stay strong. Keep going. Don't give up, because you're a lot closer than you think. And you've got a lot more to offer than you could even possibly ever dream of.
Mm.
Get out into your community a bit more. Don't stay inside. Get out into your community. Help other people, you know, because it's through helping humanity that your own salvation comes.
Yes.
And it's a fine line between doing too much for yourself and not enough for other people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh,
go well. Go well.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ricky. We'll let you get back to enjoying the far north down there in Ahipara, and Maybe in the summertime we'll see you out in the surf.
Oh, you will, absolutely. Well, I'll come up and shout you a cup of coffee. Me and Floss would love to shout you lunch and a coffee, eh?
Hey, that sounds awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, Ian Moore, for coming and talking to us.
Thanks for your support.
All right, Ricky, see you later.
Bye, tora.
Bye. Ka kite, ka kite.